appreciate you all making the time to be here. We're trying to hold the picket line and we're trying to stop workers coming in. The MUA says that they won't cross the picket line for health and safety reasons, just to maintain the health and safety of the community, but also the workers. Thanks so much for coming. We don't want any Zim ships in our dock. We don't want any Israeli ships in Melbourne Port. We don't want the government support of this genocide. We don't support this genocide. And we're gonna keep coming here, and we're gonna keep blocking these ships. We're gonna make them lose lots of money and hopefully end the occupation of Israel and free Palestine. So I'm just gonna go with some chants. Free, free Palestine.
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 My friends, do you know that I'm a rider? Let me see a lighter. And we're not gonna stop the Palestine is free.
First thing you know that I'm a rider till the end. Even if I got a bush, but for all my friends, do you know that I'm a fighter? Let me see a lighter. And we're not gonna stop the Palestine is free.
Taught to not love, taught to be blind, taught to not care. Tell me what's real, borderline's military despair. How to exist if there's no rights to be human in fear. And if you take away your home, where's the house supposed to live? Taught to not love, taught to be blind, taught to not care. Tell me what's real, borderline's military despair. How to exist if there's no rights to be human in fear. And if you take away your home, where's the house supposed to live?
So we're picketing worker entrances to Web Dock. There's a Zim ship that's going to dock, and we don't want workers to unload that ship.
Yep.
And the MUA have said they won't cross our picket line. There has been a couple of workers that have attempted to drive up, and they haven't sort of listened when we've said, go home.
Yep.
Your union said go home.
Yeah.
Apparently they were going to try and walk through, but potentially Jasmine has just sent them home. Did you turn them around?
Woo!
T-shirt.
Oh.
And I just said, look, I'm in a union too, mate. Like, it's not yeah. It's not against you, it's against the company.
Yes, well done. Woo! Good work, Jazz.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Zim shipping you can't hide.
Zim shipping you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
Take that formation one deep across both gates. So that's the formation that we're gonna use if we have any workers trying to enter on. Is that clear?
Yep.
So it might be worth just getting to that formation now, actually. And they're going to relay some of the discussion that we just had here. After that happens, they're going to come back here, and we're having a discussion about what strategy we're going to take for the next couple of hours and the rest of the evening. Within the next, I hope, 20 minutes, we have a proper briefing. Start making a plan after a consensus is reached between picket captains about how we're going to handle the rest of the evening. Is that clear? Are there any questions?
Is there pizza on the way?
There's pizza on the way.
This is precisely what a community picket looks like, so very fucking well done to start.
Woo!
The key problem we're going to face, obviously, at some level, is police tactics to try and basically break up our very successful day so far. The police are currently encouraging in about 20 minutes' time, they'll try and start to give a move-on order, and obviously that's the kind of intention that they will have, and they want us to just peacefully go away, and that's the end. When the police move-on order comes, if they don't have enough numbers to basically enforce said move-on, i.e. like mass arrests and all kind of punitive violence, we do think that we are confident enough to be able to actually hold this and defy the move-on order. We're not asking that of individuals if they don't want to. If you and yourself know that I don't want to be arrested today, I don't want to have any kind of violence done unto me, no one here will basically get angry if that's what you decide. we do think we have strength in numbers. We can get people from other locations to come here. We can hold the community picket, whether or not the pigs want to move us on. I am a strong believer of that, and that belief is shared loosely between a lot of the people in the organizing kind of group. You will just have to decide when the move on order comes, what do I do? If you want to stand firm, if you want to maybe wait at the back, if you're like, I don't want to be at the front, that's totally fine. But when Port or like any kind of like riot squad comes, then we'll reassess this situation. The riot squad will obviously be better equipped, more able to deal with this. And as we saw last Tuesday when we were right here, we got pepper sprayed right where we're actually standing now. And we obviously don't want that, a repeat of that. So it's up to you really. We're doing a good job. The other entrances are still holding them. The workers are loosely idling around. Yeah, there's a couple in, but not enough to operate all of Victorian International Container Terminal. Zim Ganges is in the kind of like heads at the moment. So in about 2 and a little bit hours, maybe it's going to try and actually come onto the end of web dock number 5. With no operators, there'll be no one to tie that ship to the actual physical infrastructure of web dock. No workers in, their ship can't come in, we will delay them. And this company that's complicit in the genocide of Palestinians will be getting a giant big fuck you from all of us.
I just wanted to say that one of the strategies that the port authorities have and the bosses is that they'll let us stay for, you know, a little bit, and then the workers will come work a later shift. So that if that happens and we're moved on, that means we've achieved very little, because if they're still able to work this ship and then everything goes back to normal business as usual, they'll be able to load the ship and achieve what they want in terms of their commercial interests. So at this point, it's really important that we continue to disrupt their work shift. Their shift started at 6 p.m. and it's only still around 7 something, right? So for them, it's not a big delay. It's only an hour and these workers are getting paid.
Matters. And if we let more trucks through, there'll be no one to work those trucks. The port will stay shut down. The police are going to stand down. I've had a very clear advice from the commander in charge. The police are going to make space for us to retake our position, and we'll continue to hold the picket if we let the trucks through. So my view is we let the trucks pass, but we stay where we are and we stay strong, and the police need to stand down and make that possible. Right now, it's the police who stopped the trucks. It's not us, it's the cops. It's police action that did this, and they need to stand down so we can go back to how we were.
We're here until whatever it takes.
This ship was meant to be in port on Tuesday. Then it was meant to be in port this morning. Then it was meant to be in port right now. Now it's meant to be in port sometime or rather tomorrow.